brain, you're in the nerd's domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Nerd's Domain Kickstarter podcast. I'm here with Christopher Bedell of Greater Than Games to talk about Sentinels of the Multiverse Tactics. I guess it's Sentinels Tactics, isn't
it? Yeah, we have Sentinels of the Multiverse is our original card game, and then the new game that we currently have on Kickstarter is Sentinel Tactics.
Okay. So, Christopher, we'll get into your project in just a minute, but there are two very secret surprise questions that are very, very important that I need you to answer first.
All right.
To kind of establish your credibility.
Okay.
In the impending zombie apocalypse, what is your weapon of choice?
Oh, anything I can get my hands on. In general, melee weapons are my preference. I don't much care for ranged combat, and I'm very capable at close hand. If zombie apocalypse happened now and boom, there's zombies outside the door, I've got an axe and a couple of swords within roughly arm's reach. And if I'm at home, I go down to my basement and put on my full suit of armor and just walk out into the horde.
See? It sounds like you work in the best office ever.
I do work for the best office ever. If you watch our Kickstarter video, actually, it kind of takes you on a walking tour of a lot of the office, and it's pretty exciting.
Excellent. Okay, so second question. Given all of the sci-fi you know, what planet do you most want to visit?
What planet do I most want to visit? Man, I would super love to visit Kashyyyk. That is a sweet planet.
Right on.
Is that the one I most want to visit? I'll say that, although I reserve the right to change my opinion at any given point in time.
Right on. Okay. So let's start off with your sales pitch a little bit. What exactly is Sentinels Tactics, and why do you and your company have such a passion for this project?
Sure. So to go back even further, so we a couple of years ago made a game called Sentinels of the Multiverse, which is a cooperative superhero-themed card game. And I don't want to get a lot into that right now, but it's important to know that the story of that card game and the story that we've been telling in the process of that card game is really important to us. We're making all of our own characters, and we're doing all that. We didn't want to come out with a game for somebody else's established comic book characters. We wanted to make our own and tell our own stories. And we've been doing that, and it's been going really well. And with Sentinel Tactics, it gets to pick up where Sentinels of the Multiverse will leave off. We're not even at the end of Sentinels of the Multiverse, the storyline that we're telling through that yet, and we won't be for a while more. But we're saying, okay, years after the Sentinels of the Multiverse storyline ends in the comic world of Sentinel Comics is where the stories that we begin to tell in Sentinel Tactics begin. And so there's this great overlap thing that we get to do where we're telling stories about, oh, well, you remember when these things happened, and people won't. That information's not there. So story-wise, it's super cool to us because we get to tell this great story of the comic book characters that we have grown to love in the telling of their tales. And we get to do it all through the framework of this really fun, tactical, dice-rolling, hex-map miniatures game that we've been working on for a couple of years now. And so getting to marry the story that we love so very much with this really super fun game that is lightweight and fast-paced and feels super heroic, it's a great passion of ours. We're excited that people are into it as much as they are.
Excellent. And so the tactics game is based off of the TAC Dice system from Living World Games, right?
Yeah, absolutely correct. Yeah, the guys from Living World Games came to us, a couple of years ago at Gen Con and said, hey, we have this idea for a tactical dice game with the Sentinels of the Multiverse characters. And I was really resistant because we've had lots of people come to us and be like, oh, we want to do this with your characters. We want to do that with your characters. And I'm always like, no, I don't want anybody to touch my characters. These are my babies. Like, why would I want anyone else to get to touch them for any reason? And they were like, well, let us show you just kind of what we have to put together gameplay-wise. And it was really fun, and it felt super heroic. It felt really great. And so we're like, okay, sure, we can do this, but I don't want it to just be the exact same story, the exact same game, but with a tactical game. I don't want it to be, okay, you're gonna fight Baron Blade and he's got his Terra Lunar Impulsion Beam. That's boring. We've already done that. You've played the Terra Lunar Impulsion Beam storyline in the card game. I want to go forward. I want to tell different stories. So you're gonna see a lot of the same characters and it's gonna be a lot of familiar stuff. But especially as we move forward with expansions and additions to the game, we're really gonna be moving further afield. And even in the core game for Sentinel Tactics, it moves away. But yeah, so the Tactice system, a lot of things have changed with it, and a lot of just a lot of things that to make it feel more more superhero action sort of stuff. We went from a square grid map to a hex grid, so the movement is more open, and the battle maps that look so cool for the game. And we've gotten put in a lot of kind of changed the rules in ways just to streamline it and to make it feel like you're playing as a superhero and not as a tactical sort of war general sort of character. But yeah, they've done a great job and had a lot of really great ideas. That the collaboration between Greater Than Games and Living World Games is one of the many things that makes this game great.
Okay, so it looks like the base game comes with 6 heroes,
right?
And 3 villains. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We've got the 6 heroes are the Freedom 5, Legacy, Wraith, the Bunker, Absolute Zero, and Tachyon, and also the hero Ra, who takes a pretty important story role in this game. And then the 3 villains are Baron Blade, Omnitron V, or Omnitron 5, however you want to say it, and Citizen Dawn.
Okay, and so this will be this is not just a you guys play the villains, I play the heroes, and we beat up on each other. There will be storyline to play through in this, right?
Absolutely. So in with the core game, just with the characters, you open up the game and you get out the rule book and you look through all the stuff and you go, okay, cool, I can take these characters and I can play them against each other, and I can do like a 3v3 skirmish where I'm going to take 2 of the heroes and 1 of the villains, and I'm going to fight against 3 of the heroes for whatever reason you want to make up. Sure, great, fine. You can play it in that sort of skirmish style tactical war game. But the game also comes separate from the rule book with a scenario book, which looks and reads like a comic book. And you read through it, and you read through these comic book stories, and then boom, in the middle of the comic book story, it says, all right, now you're into a battle that's happening in this comic book. Lay out the map like this. Put these various tokens on the board in this way to represent these various things. Put your characters into play, and if you have this many characters, this is the split. If you have this many characters, if you have this many players, this is the split of characters, and so on and so forth. So it's adjustable for number of players. And you play through the stories, the battles that are happening in the comic book, and the things that you do in the battle and the way the battles go influence how future scenarios in that very comic book go and influence how the story of the comic book goes. So it's really cool in that way, in that you get to play and have an active participant in the story that is taking place as part of Sentinel Tactics.
Excellent. And this is a game for 2 to 8 players, so yep. Is it better on either end? Is there a nice middle?
Not
what do you think?
Really, in that the scenarios work very well at almost any number of players, and various scenarios, like some scenarios say, okay, this scenario specifically is for 2 to 5 players, and then other scenarios would be like, this scenario is specifically for 3 to 8 players, or things like that. And you can play it you can play the scenarios with just 2 players, where 1 player is going to control all the villain characters and 1 player is going to control all the hero characters. And I know a lot of people in our playtesting group, we have a pretty intense playtesting group for this. And I know some people are playing it just single player, where they control the villains and then step around to the side of the team, around outside of the table and control the heroes. So you can certainly play it with any number of the players there. And the scenarios tell you how to split up the player control. And then, of course, you can play 2v2, 3v3, 4v4, or even 5v5 matches. We tend to say 2 to 8 players because 5v5 matches tend to it's just a lot of stuff going on at the table, but it's totally doable. I did some playtesting that way earlier this year, and everybody had a lot of fun. So,
okay. So, excuse me. So tell me a little bit about Greater Than Games. How long have you guys been around, and what else have – I know you mentioned Sentinels of the Multiverse. What else have you kind of delved into?
Sure. So a couple of years ago, I don't want to tell too long of a story, but in late 2010, my friend Adam and I were like, man, we should really just make a cooperative superhero card game, because we've always wanted to play one. We've played lots of superhero games, but most of them essentially come down to, okay, you be Superman and I'm going to be Spider-Man and we're going to fight for some damn reason. And that's just not interesting to us. So we wanted to have some story-based cooperative superhero game in which the players played as heroes working together fighting against a villain in a dynamic environment. And that was the game we wrote, and that was just for us. We had no intent to sell that or make it into a product of any sort. And one of the people we played it with was our friend Paul, and Paul was like, wow, this game is really good. And we're like, oh, thanks. He goes, no, this game is really good. You should like sell it and make a company out of it. And we were in no way interested in doing that, but he raised some very excellent points and put together a really compelling business plan, and 2011, we established the company Greater Than Games, and Gen Con 2011 was our official release for that product. And we showed up with no real advance warning or advertising or anything. We just kind of showed up, had a tiny booth in the back that consisted of a couple of tables that we played games on the entire weekend. And we had, by the end of the first day, there were lines of people wanting to play this new superhero game, Sentinels the Multiverse. It's done very well. We've had several expansions since then. We've done a few Kickstarters for various expansions, all of which have overfunded significantly. And it's been just a great experience to see how many people are interested in the sort of gameplay that we like to support and in the sort of stories that we want to tell. And so that's been thrilling. Last year, we did a Kickstarter for a different game called Galactic Strike Force that is not a superhero game, but is a sci-fi space battles game where each player, it's still a cooperative game because I love cooperative games, but each player controls a spaceship flying through the galaxy, picking up and buying upgrades for their ship, upgrading their ships, and then flying into combat with opposition forces that are infiltrating the galaxy. And that game is actually going to be launched here in the next month or two. So we're very soon on the launch of that game, happening pretty much in the midst of the Kickstarter for this new game, Sentinel Tactics. So yeah, we've been around for about 3 years and some change, and it's been a really exciting 3 years.
Excellent. I remember that first Gen Con booth, and it was tiny.
Yeah.
And you guys were kind of packed in like sardines.
Smallest booth we could get.
But it was really hard to get in there because so many people were just ready to play and enjoy the game. So
yeah, it was really great to see that, like, even without any sort of real advertising or anything, just people walk around going, "Oh my gosh, have you played this game?" And it blew up. So
right on. So it looks like you guys have been up on the Kickstarter for about 3 days, and you're $127,000 over your $50,000 goal. So you've already funded.
Yeah.
And you've already hit some stretch goals. So does that take off some of the pressure? Did you guys feel any pressure? You seem like this is like old hat for you.
It's certainly not old hat in that, like, every Kickstarter we do is a completely different experience. And we are thrilled to have overfunded, obviously, and we're really excited to see how far it goes. The pressure is still strong there with every stretch goal that we hit, because we have a lot of exciting stretch goals, and with every stretch goal we hit, we release more and more stuff. And we have this interesting position of we hope, I mean, the more it overfunds, the more free things that we're going to be giving to our backers. And man, it's really exciting because essentially the further it goes, the more story that we get to inject into this game and the more characters and the more things we get to do. So yeah, that's really, it's going very well. The pressure now is just to make sure that everything we make is the best it can be and that we deliver everything to our backers as swiftly as possible. So
looking at the stretch goals, it looks like you've introduced a new character named Beacon. Is that correct?
Yes. So Beacon is the daughter of Legacy, the character, okay, the leader of the Freedom Five. And she showed up at that very first Gen Con. She showed up as a promo card called Young Legacy because someday she will take the mantle of Legacy from her father. But because of various exciting things that happened in the multiverse, both she and her father are now full-fledged superheroes, and they fight side by side. And so rather than having both of them be Legacy, because that's kind of weird, and she wants to have her own identity, she knows that someday she will be Legacy. But until then, she is Beacon, a hope for the future, and really a super exciting character. So
right on. And so you've got the Operative, which, if you're familiar with the card game, you've dealt with that, hopefully. And Visionary, again, from the card game. It looks like you already have the next expansion on as a stretch goal, and it's already been met. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah, so the next expansion, which is actually going to be launched, is going to be delivered to backers at the same time as the core game, and it's going to have a bunch of heroes and a bunch of villains. Really, the contents of the expansion will depend on how far this Kickstarter goes. And it will also, the cool thing about it is it means that with the promo characters that we are releasing as part of this Kickstarter, any of those characters we reach as part of stretch goals, we're just going to be standalone characters. Like, here's these extra characters. What the stretch goal that says we're bundling everything into an expansion allows us to do is say these aren't just standalone stretch goals. These characters all get bundled into this expansion, and this expansion will come with a scenario book, like the core game comes with a scenario book, that will take these characters and make a story around them and put them all together into the story that's going to be something you will play through. And so, sure, you still can use these characters for skirmishes, and you can use these characters to play through the stories series from the original Sentinel Tactics core game, but you also have a series of stories and scenarios that will come with this expansion that will have scenario-specific powers and events and abilities that the characters will be able to use that will. So it's really just saying these aren't just more playing pieces. These are more pieces of the puzzle of the story.
Excellent. So it looks like you have another stretch goal at 125,000, which is currently kind of lacked out. I know the Kickstarter is growing quickly, so it's hard to keep up with that a little bit.
Well, actually, it just launched like as this interview was going on, and so any minute now that graphic should update as soon as the servers. And that is the character Ambuscade, who is a big game hunter who is hunting heroes, and he's from the card game, and so now his role is coming back and going forward in slightly different ways, so that'll be exciting.
And then we get a dinosaur, it looks like, at 140,000.
Yeah, something's going on there, I'm sure.
I love dinosaurs, so I'm all about that. So it looks like you have, when you first launched, you only had three levels to pledge at. One for the miniatures, one for the base game, and then one for those to combine. And now it looks like you have, five or six?
We have five. So, yeah, we've added two stretch levels. And those two stretch levels, all they do is they add miniatures for the stretch level characters. Miniatures are expensive to produce and to create because you have to get the sculpts for them. You have to approve those sculpts. Then you have to have molds made. Each character has to have its own unique mold. And so with each of the stretch goal characters, we're going to make miniatures for all of them, but they have to be separate things because they're expensive. And so we essentially just said, okay, if you want the miniatures for them, if you want to just get the game and all the stretch goals you'll get for free, any of the pledge levels will do that. But the two quote unquote super heroic stretch levels are just $20 over what the regular stretch goal or regular pledge levels are, and they include all of the miniatures that will be produced as part of the stretch goals. And so those pledge levels will never be increased in price in any way. So any miniatures that we unlock as part of this campaign, you for sure get them at those levels.
So without the miniatures, you can still play this with tokens of some sort?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons that we separated the game out into the game and the miniatures being separate, so that you can, if you just want to buy the game and you don't really care about miniatures, great, buy the game. It comes with cardboard pieces for all the characters. It comes with the cardstock tokens for all the characters, and you can totally play it. I mean, we do all of our playtesting without miniatures, and it looks great, and it plays great, and it feels great, and you don't need the miniatures for the game. The miniatures are that added extra, and it's generally just sort of the thing of, if you want to play the game, instead of us making, a $70 game, we're making a $40 game and a $30 miniatures pack. And if you want to get the whole thing, you absolutely can, but you don't have to. So
excellent. Well, that sounds – I'm sorry. That sounds great. So looking past this Kickstarter, what all can we expect from Greater Than Games as a whole in the future?
Sure. So we're going to keep producing Sentinels of the Multiverse games. We have a lot more story to tell there. Like I said, the end is coming up sometime in the future. And we still have to get to that point. So we have more that's going on there that we're working on. And also there's going to be, if this Kickstarter keeps continuing to do well, and there's a lot of support for it, which obviously there has been so far, once the game comes out and people play it and people really like it, hopefully, we wouldn't be making it if we didn't believe that were going to happen. And once that happens, we are going to be making more expansions and telling more story of the world of Sentinel Comics through Sentinel Tactics, as well as through the Multiverse card game. Same thing with Galactic Strike Force. Galactic Strike Force, like I said, is going to be coming out in the next month or two. And when that does, if people are super into it, there's a lot more story and a lot more game that we want to put out for Galactic Strike Force. And so hopefully that happens. And we have ideas for a few more games that we'll be putting out over the next few years, including a couple that are coming up in a year or two here and are very exciting. So.
Excellent. So where all can we see you this year at any conventions? You'll be at Gen Con, obviously.
For sure we'll be at Gen Con. And we've got PAX East is coming up here in a couple of weeks. That's very soon. That's in Boston. Last year we did a ton of conventions. It seemed like we were going to at least one, sometimes two or three conventions every month. And we were flying all over the globe to do it. And that was really exciting, but it put a huge damper on our production ability. Because we, as a company, are a three-person company. We actually just last summer added a fourth person who is our warehouse manager who does all of our packing and shipping, and she is amazing and makes us able to focus more on making games and supporting those games. So we love her. But the focus of the company this year is really going to be in supporting the productions and supporting the things that we're making. So we're still going to a healthy number of conventions, but it's not quite as many as last year. So we will for sure be at PAX East coming up here in a couple weeks here in Boston. We'll be at Gen Con this fall in Indianapolis. We'll be at PAX Prime in Seattle, and we will be in Australia for PAX Australia. We're going to have some kind of presence at Essen in Germany, and it doesn't look like we're going to be at Origins this summer, unfortunately. And we'll see how that goes. Maybe that will end up being we'll get a lot of annoyed feedback about that, and we'll try to do it again in the future. But we're still going to be at a good number of conventions, and we'll be all over the place. So,
excellent. So, other than the conventions, we can find you on Facebook at Sentinel or at facebook.com/Sentinel or
Sentinels OTM, Sentinels of the Multiverse.
There you go.
Sentinels OTM.
And then on Twitter at GT Games LLC.
Correct.
And then your website is greaterthangames.com.
Right, greaterthangames.com has portals to everything you could possibly want to know about the multiverse and the galaxy and all sorts of things.
Excellent. So I suggest that our backers go check this out. It looks like a fun skirmish game with potential for miniatures. Doesn't need them. Doesn't look like. And there's not a whole lot of backer options, but there's plenty to get there with those options.
Right. In the past, we've definitely done things where we had lots of different pledge levels. But rather than doing tons of pledge levels, we tried to condense it to few pledge levels, each with lots of options. And if you go to the main page of it and scroll down to what we have listed as our pledge level graphic here, it shows that what each pledge level gets you. In each box, I'm every day adding more and more things to those boxes as we hit more levels.
Excellent. So our listeners can go over to tinyurl.com/tacticskick, and that will take you right to the Kickstarter page. Anything else you want to mention, Christopher, before we head out?
I think that's about it. I'm excited for all of the exciting releases that we're going to be doing here. Every day has provided at least one or two updates so far. So but who knows what's going to come in the future. I mean, I guess we know, but we're not telling.
Excellent. Well, as always, you can find us over on Twitter and Facebook. You can check out the website. I highly suggest that. In fact, the review for the first expansion to the Sentinels of the Multiverse card game, that went up on our website on Wednesday, and we will be working our way from there into Infernal Relics,
yes.
and then eventually into Shattered Timelines as I get a little more time to play with Shattered Timelines and learn more about it. So I suggest you guys, if you want to learn a little bit more about what Sentinels of the Multiverse is and what Greater Than Games puts out, we have a very thorough review of Sentinels of the Multiverse base game, and then we also have a review of Rook City, both up on the website. So I think that'll do us today, and we will talk to you guys real soon.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much.